The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio you can touch.
No logic, no reason, no explanation. Just a prolonged nightmare.
This is The Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
What is it about community? Is it about, oh, this is something we can all do together? Doesn't every good time need a little dose of reality?
I like where this is going. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
Jeff Lutz.
You're a rain on the parade guy. Straight grumpiness.
What is it about me?
You're flying the ointment. Everybody understands that.
Hashtag burn. Hashtag duck tie slam.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
All right, welcome back. Hour number two here, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, co-hosting. Max Power is our producer and our engineer. And we are here on a Thursday. Congratulations to the new Hall of Fame and the Hall of Fame inductees into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Highlighting that trio is Ichiro. And I go to baseballreference.com fairly regularly.
Of course.
Especially when I have when I'm curious about a player and his stats. But I just look at Ichiro and I'm just in awe of how good a hitter he was in his career. This guy had 200 hits or more.
Like 11 years in a row?
10 years in a row from 2001 to 2010, then fell off to 184 hits.
When he was like 36.
He had 262 hits in 2004. A record when he batted .372 and had just unbelievable. We'll never see anybody like him again, I don't believe. And what in the world? How did he do it?
I thought you were going to say, how did one idiot not vote for him?
Well, I'm over that. Listen, more than one idiot didn't vote for Mickey Mantle or Willie May. This stuff, we blow this up. Who cares? He's in nearly unanimously.
I know, but come on,
but
dude.
But you can say that about so many players.
Understood, but that we don't have to justify it that way. We don't need to relitigate what happened 60 years ago by saying, oh, well, Mickey Mantle didn't get in unanimously.
I'm not even dealing with it. He's in. He made a quip today at the Hall of Fame press conference that he'd like to have that one voter come over and hang out with him for a while. It was funny.
Sure.
You know, you see Ichiro, and you're just taken aback at not only he's just a pleasant guy.
Seems to be.
Funny guy.
Was he speaking at that?
Yes.
Rich Eisen said it was his interpreter, and I was
it may have been his interpreter.
Like, I thought he spoke pretty good English, but I don't know.
He does speak very English very well.
That's what I thought. I don't know how he did it. There's no explanation. If I knew, I would sell it. I would sell that formula, and other guys get it 370 or whatever. He's one of a kind.
Well, remember, he played in Japan and didn't come to the Major League Baseball until he was 27.
Right.
And he's the all-time hits leader. You take his 3,089 hits here with his 1,300 or 1,400 hits that he had in Japan, and nobody's ever had more hits. He played 27 years at the highest level.
Yeah, I don't think there's – I hope – I mean, I don't know. It's – I don't know if in the earlier years when he was in Japan in the early and mid-90s, I guess, probably more mid-90s, that he would have been a major league player. But if, you know, he would have certainly threatened 4,000 hits had he been in the major leagues for his entire career.
Well, he got to Seattle in 2001, right?
Right.
First year was MVP and Rookie of the Year.
Correct. Who's the only other?
56 bases, hit .350, had 242 hits.
Pretty solid.
What were you starting to say?
Who was the only other person to be?
I don't know. Who was it?
Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn?
Yeah, Rookie of the Year and
that's
MVP.
Right. 75. If I'd thought about that for a little bit, I might have thought about it. come up with it.
And here's the other stat that's going around. I think everybody's heard it by this point. Ichiro got a hit, his third career hit in his 10th at bat, and never dropped below 300 for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's crazy.
Batted 311 in the major leagues, which seems low, but he did hang on a little long.
He played till he was 45.
He did, and he maybe he shouldn't have. Those last few years were a little tough, but in 2016 with Miami, he played for Miami. Remember that?
I do.
That's almost unreal.
Strange.
In 2016 with the Marlins at the age of 42, he batted 291, which isn't bad. I mean, you know, that'll work.
Yeah, he still looks like he could play a little bit. Obviously, he probably couldn't. I don't know that he hit 250.
He threw out a first pitch after his – I can't – you may have to help me on this one. He was asked to come back and throw out a first pitch somewhere.
Right.
And he threw it over 90 miles an hour.
Did he?
Yes.
Felt like that was like urban legend.
No. I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
Go look for it.
I know. I heard like he threw 93, but I don't know if I believe it.
I think it was at Yankee Stadium. But I could be wrong. He did play with the Yankees briefly. That was also surreal. And batted 322 in 67 games with the Yankees in 2012.
Yeah, it says in 2022, it said 94, but it was clocked at 84.5. According to StatCast, which is still pretty darn good.
That's harder than you ever threw.
Correct.
Now, I was up a little above that.
You were not.
Well, back in my good years.
No, you were not.
Why are you saying
that? You did not throw 85 miles an hour.
Why are you saying that?
Because I you didn't.
Well, you never saw me.
But I know. If you were throwing 85, you would have been a Division I pitcher somewhere.
Well, I was recruited.
By a low-level JUCO.
Not low-level.
Very low-level. One of the lowest levels.
Not at that time.
Concordia was good, or wherever you went. Cloud County.
Yeah, they were good. What about Garden City?
Not that good.
Did you ever have an offer from them?
Why didn't I? I still don't get it.
That's going to bother you forever, isn't it?
But why didn't somebody just say...
Is that going to bother you for...
I was an all-city player.
Look how I get you with this.
But I wouldn't have gone. I didn't want to play college baseball. Did everybody just know that? Why didn't somebody, like... Why didn't Pratt come say, hey, Jeff, we saw what you did at North. Good year.
It's amazing how this tweaks you.
No, it's not that I'm tweaked. I'm curious. So give me an answer.
I don't know why. Because you left your junior year.
So I came back.
That's when players are recruited.
So they came to a game and said, well, he's a senior. That's dumb. Like, I could still go. I'm still going to college next
year.
You were
at your apex as a baseball player. Going into your junior year. And then you left and you played and you weren't happy and you came back and you weren't the same player. You were still good, but you didn't reach the capacity.
No, that was not a fun year.
You didn't reach your potential.
I got better as the year went along.
Had you stayed, you would have probably been at least a junior college player, more likely maybe even a small college player.
I don't know, maybe.
But, you know, these are things that were out of my control.
Sorry. Yeah, I wasn't in shape to start the year.
Meanwhile, I got the offer.
Good job.
And actually, more than an offer, I actually signed a letter with Cloud
County. Yeah, that doesn't sound like you at all to back out on a commitment.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Whatever you want it to mean.
Are you taking a shot?
I don't know, whatever you want it to
mean. What does it mean, though? What went through your
brain?
Well,
you can't sign a letter of intent and then say no.
I called the coach, and I said, you know, I've decided. And I've told this story.
I know you have.
I think it's more beneficial for me to pursue a career in journalism than it would be to go play baseball at Cloud County.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's pretty good
awareness at a young age, right?
That you called him.
I got four other friends going to Cloud County, including my best friend. Man, that would have been fun. You know, no question it would have been fun, but I decided to hang out and stay here.
Here's why Derby. I couldn't have played at Wichita State under any circumstance, and I'm not saying I was good enough to do that, but you had to run a six-minute mile to even get on the field. I would have never been able to run a six-minute mile.
Well, I think you would have.
Even when I was my best, I was like 7:20.
No, I think you could have figured that out.
I don't think I could have.
They could have made you figure that out.
How?
Because you would have had training, and you would have had better. They've never had to not. Come on, man.
That's cutting off a lot of time on my mile.
Are you telling people you weren't a good athlete?
I was a pretty good athlete. I still think I'm a decent athlete.
Well, why couldn't you run?
Which is why I'm trying to get into some sort of shape.
What are you going to do with that? Turn into a...
I don't know.
An MMA guy?
Well, I can do things. I'm not bad at swimming. I'm a decent little swimmer out there.
Really?
Not bad.
Who taught you to swim?
I don't know who really.
At that time we just dumped you in the ocean?
No, but we did almost drown.
Oh, that was fun.
In the ocean in 1994.
Wasn't there a time at a pool in Charlotte, North Carolina, where you had a little
Not that I remember. But I almost drowned in the Atlantic Ocean. And then after that, my mother tried to teach me to tread water at least. And then I just knew how to swim at some point. Just like I learned how to float on my back. I'm the best in the world at that.
The best in the world.
I don't think floating. There's anybody better at floating on their back than I am.
Well, whatever.
I don't know how. I never used to be able to do it, but now I just can, and I'm unbelievable at it. Is that a
how
skill?
How can you be unbelievable
That's
at floating?
What I'm asking, but, no. But I'm like so good at it.
You can't be good at floating. There's nobody... There's no competition anywhere in the world.
You don't think.
The best floaters in the world have gathered in Daytona Beach. And, boy, wait till you see this.
I bet there is.
Oh, look at this guy float. No, there's never been anybody who cares about floating.
You don't think there's a water floating championship?
No, there's not.
Fin swimming? Does that count?
No. No, you said floating.
Yeah, I did. It seems like it's a skill because I never used to be able to do it. And now I just can. I have no idea how.
I've never heard anybody proud of their ability to float. I'm dismayed by it.
It's strange. I'm not denying that. But when you pick it up, just like I've 41 years I couldn't, now I can. It's crazy.
Well, good for you. And how's Shannon swimming?
She's all right. She doesn't, like, swim as much. She kind of floats around, hops around. I'm, like, doing strokes out there.
Really?
Yeah.
From one end of the pool to the other?
It's a family pool. It's not, like, Olympic size, but there's decent length out there at the Y. And, yeah, I swim back and forth, do the little backstroke.
Aren't there other people in there?
Do a little butterfly. Yeah, but there's not that many.
Don't they look at you like you're some kind of a...
I don't care about all that.
What's this guy doing?
Just out there to get my stuff in.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Going tonight?
No.
Why?
I'm taking the night off. I'll watch the Shockers. Pool doesn't open from Tuesday through Thursday till 6:45.
I'll watch the Shockers tonight. I try to watch some.
I don't know if I'll watch it. I'm telling myself I will.
I will watch it until it's not watchable, if that happens. But I got Law and Order tonight, too, and Law and Order.
That's a big one. We're still catching up.
I can't get into Raw on Netflix, by the way.
Why not?
Won't let me fast forward. You know, when I recorded that show, you could just go right through it.
I don't believe that you can't jump on
it's not letting,
Tuesday morning and not fast forward.
You can't.
I don't believe that.
You can't.
There's no way that's
true.
It's
true.
I'll fast forward through it right now.
It's true. And I'm certainly not going to watch it live.
I don't have Netflix on my phone.
I got a feeling that's going to blow up on them.
Well, I think you're the only person on the planet who can't fast forward through the show. You can fast forward through every other show.
No, it won't let you.
I don't believe that.
Well, it's the truth.
It might be your truth.
I've tried. You drag that little red dot, and then it goes right back. And
Why are you dragging a dot instead of pushing the fast forward button?
Well, I don't know though. I don't have a fast forward button.
Well, I'll go home tonight and I'll fast forward through Raw, but I already watched it, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I don't like it.
It's good. It's a good show.
Are we gonna have a gathering for the Royal Rumble?
I assume. Why wouldn't we?
Well, I don't know. Nobody tells me anything.
Week from Saturday.
I got a big board retreat that morning.
Where to?
Just out to talk about things.
Usually when it's a retreat, you go somewhere. Go off into the woods.
We're going out to an office building and... East Wichita.
An indoor retreat.
Well, sure, it's February.
Am I invited?
Why would you be invited? Nobody knows. What? Why would you ask that question?
for that response.
Well, I wish you had more involved.
For that reaction.
I always have a need for coaches, but boy, crickets from you.
I coached a couple times.
Yeah, sort of. You were sort of a coach.
Well, I had a job in the summer that I really, really enjoyed and might still do again this year.
Right. But,
I mean, I really, really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, well, I really, really enjoy being around young kids.
Then we're all happy.
And helping them instead of sitting up in a booth calling Error 5.
Well, I enjoy the company. I enjoy the atmosphere. I enjoy the job. It's all good.
Are you invited back this year?
Of course I am.
Have you already made that happen?
We're supposed to meet soon to work out the schedule.
Really?
Yes.
They got a new manager down there at the Wind Surge and a new name for the stadium.
Yes.
Equity Bank Stadium. What about my folks at Fidelity and Intrust and... Every bank in the world is going to have
that. I don't know. There was something in there about the pavilions, but I didn't delve too deeply into
it. What happened?
I don't know. I feel like everything's going to be named after Equity Bank now, but that might be completely inaccurate.
Well, we'll have to look into that.
And Eric Wedge is joining the Texas League.
Tulsa Drillers' new manager, Eric Wedge.
That's weird. It's not. I'm happy.
Didn't strike me as weird.
Very happy for him, but it's like, oh, there's a big league manager. Then he was a college head coach.
Trying to work his way back.
I hope he does. I'm very, very happy for him.
I wish Eric Wedge would sit down with us for a one-hour interview, no holds barred. I'm going to ask him if he'll do that. I don't know if he will or not, but I'm going to ask him if he will, and all he can tell me is no.
Right.
Because it'd be fascinating for Eric to tell his story.
I agree.
And I don't know. Again, I'm not banking on that happening. He hadn't told it to anyone yet.
Well, it's a story that I think a lot of people would get a lot of value from.
So we'll see.
We will.
If we were able to make that happen, I would set aside a full hour.
Good enough for me.
And I'd ask Eric to come here. And do that face-to-face. You could take the day off.
I think I could handle it. He's a intimidating guy on some levels. He's an intense person. Managed my favorite team to the ALCS where they lost.
Well, I mean...
But he's did a good job.
So what if he's an intense person?
Nothing. Nothing. No, so what? Just that he is.
Yeah, he's fine. I've been around Eric Wedge a lot. I think I match his intensity.
Yeah.
You don't?
Not quite. Not quite.
Well,
Eric Wedge is intense in life. Like, you're not being intense right now. Eric Wedge would approach this show with intensity. And he might drop an F-bomb or two. Just why we look
intense?
I mean, it's just like I'm so intense, like I'm overwhelmed.
The
intensity has taken over.
You are scared to death of Eric Wedge.
No, I hope he comes
here. You have been from the moment.
Scared?
Yes.
What would I be scared of?
Here's what I remember. He came and did an interview with us at X Stadium. Do you remember this?
No.
We were outside and we were in the concourse there, and here comes Eric walking up, and boy, I don't know, man.
I'm sure I did wonderfully.
You started shivering. You were so scared.
Why do you have to put stuff out there like that? Like, that's not even close to true, but there is one guy listening. Oh, Jeff's afraid of Eric Wedge.
Well, maybe he'll spread that, and that'll become how you're known.
Tulsa's got to get a little Wichita connection going now with Dennis Higgins, Eric Wedge. Good for them.
I may go sit in with Dennis Higgins.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did that when he was the Wranglers.
Like, he'll just let you do that?
He did then.
Well, you were somebody then.
What am I now?
I don't know what you are.
I'm not somebody?
You're somebody. I was just messing with you. But you're
That's
not.
That's always been tricky for you.
But you're not a newspaper columnist.
There you go. See?
So.
You got to get in that little. You're not.
Well, are you?
That's what you're most comfortable saying, those two words together. You're not, and then just fill in the blank.
Well, are you?
A what?
A newspaper columnist.
No.
We're speaking truths here. No, I'm not a newspaper columnist either. No one's ever asked me to come sit in.
Well, they have asked me.
Tim Grubbs has not asked me to sit in.
No. Yeah, and
I'm working over there.
And he may never do it.
He should.
And you know what Tim Grubbs would do?
What?
If I wasn't here on this station, because they're broadcast on another station.
Right.
He'd ask me to come and sit in.
Oh, come and sit in.
Do an inning. That's what he'd say. Do an inning, Bob.
Well, he leaves.
Here's the pitch. Ground ball to second.
Terrible.
See, how good was that?
That's so formulaic. You got to bring something else to it.
Ground ball on three hops to second.
Three hops?
Yeah. Add a little description.
I suppose. They had a nice little, decent little intern broadcasting a lot of the games last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Out of New York.
All right, Max, let's get a break in. We have picks to make coming up next. We'll give you an update on how Jason Duda is still in really good position here to wrap it up. Max coming off to win for the week, but Duda did not suffer very much, even though his 10-point bonus pick failed.
I thought I won.
Back in a minute.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're ready to make picks. We've got Anthony on the line. We've got Duda's picks here. They've been emailed to us. Right now, Jason Duda, with only 3 weeks left, has a 44-point lead over yours truly and a 46-point lead over you. I still hold the lead in picks, in games pick, but Duda's only 3 behind now. You're 7 behind, and Max is only 4 behind. We've all had pretty good years. Well, nobody's above 500.
Yeah.
But Anthony, my
What's your record?
81 and 87. Duda 78 and 90. You're 74 and 94.
All right.
All right, here we go with picks.
Week 20.
Week 22. Wichita State on the road tonight to face the Memphis Tigers. Memphis, a 12.5-point favorite at home against Wichita State. Tough game. That sounds like a lot of points. But if Memphis is on and they're shooting the ball well, this is certainly attainable. I'm going to give Wichita State, come on. Keep it in single digits. Shockers for 3. Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know why I'm changing my pick, but I put too many points on this. I think Wichita State can keep it within the number. I'll stick with 5.
Max, I'm sorry, Duda. Let's see what Duda has here. I'll get right to it.
No worries.
Gosh darn it. Did he text me or? No, he emailed. He has Wichita State for one. Max, what about you?
I got a tip from Ted the Sports Ed who said take Memphis, so I'm taking Memphis to six.
Wow.
Ted's the man. Tip.
What was the tip?
What did he give you? What tip did he give you? We can't change now.
I asked him. I said, Ted, Memphis or Wichita State? 12.5 spread. Go Memphis.
Anthony, are you going to take up Ted Woodward?
No way in heck. No, I'm not taking up Ted Woodward. As a matter of fact, Wichita State got a little extra motivation. For the second year in a row, we're facing someone that used to play for us, Kobe Rogers. We got a little extra motivation. And we beat them last year in the tournament on their home court. So I say we keep it within the numbers. I'm dropping the sixth spot.
Wow. Very confident. Houston and Kansas, two highly ranked teams in the Big 12 coming up Saturday evening at Allen Fieldhouse. That's going to be a lot of fun. KU, I'm favoring by 1.5. Jeff.
Interesting. I wonder what this line will be. It could be that low.
I'll maybe Houston's favored.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. That's why I've picked Houston. And I've picked Houston for one big point.
But I'm pretty good at doing lines, you have to admit.
Not bad.
Duda has the Cougars for two. No, people are scared of this one. Max, are you?
Nah, KU's at home, so I'll take KU for one. They can do it at Allen Fieldhouse.
Yeah, that's only one. That means you're a little scared of this pick, and that's fine. You should be. Anthony, what do you think?
I'm going to be a gambling man on this one. You talk about KU at home, but they lost to West Virginia, too. Remember that? 1.5 points.
I do remember that.
I'm gonna give my vote to Houston. Houston ain't scared of nobody. They proved that last year. And they're going to come in to Allen Fieldhouse, and they're not going to be afraid of the fog and none of that good stuff. So I'm going to lay 5 on Houston.
I'm in agreement. I think Houston is a better team than Kansas. I'm going Houston for 2. Again, Anthony going more points than the rest of us.
He feels good about it.
Now let's get to the NFL. We've got the conference championship games. Coming up on Sunday, we'll start in the NFC, the Commanders and the Eagles in Philadelphia, where the Eagles are giving 6.5 points. Jason Duda picks Washington for 8. How about that? Max?
Well, Hurts is doubtful with his knee. Goddard has a knee injury, but I think the Washington can keep it within the 6.5, so I'll take Washington for 4.
What about you, Anthony?
Yeah, I from a Dallas Cowboy fan, I'm kind of liking this Washington team. And Jalen Hurts, I don't even think he's 100% healthy, so they can stack the box for the run. So, yeah, I'm playing 4 on the Commanders.
This is such a tough game. Saquon Barkley is such an X factor here. We talk about what Jalen Hurts can and can't do. We know what Saquon Barkley can do. He can go out and win it virtually by himself.
He can do a lot.
This is where the bubble bursts. I love Washington. I really do. I love watching Jaden Daniels. When they build up this team around him, it's going to be amazing. I don't think they're quite ready here. Can they keep it within a touchdown? Maybe, but I'm going to pick Philadelphia for 5. Jeff.
I don't know how you can say a team's not ready when they've gone on the road a couple times and won already. And Jaden Daniels looks every bit of the part. It's America's team right now, the Commanders. They're going to be Jeffrey's team as well. Give me Washington for 6.
You started to say 8.
No,
why
I started
to go with it.
I didn't say 8.
Over-under points in this game. Now, weather obviously means a lot, but it looks like there'll be much better weather in Philadelphia this week than there was last. 47.5 points is the over-under. Max, what do you have?
Because of their injuries, Philadelphia will struggle to score. I think I'm going to go under for 3 in this game. It's going to be close.
Under for three for Max. What about you, Anthony?
It's kind of tough. 47.5. Almost a over, but my confidence is only on two.
Two? Okay. I kind of feel you. Over-under is always difficult. You play those numbers in your brain. I see this being a Philadelphia win, 28-20, but that's right on the number. So what do I do?
What do you do?
I got to go over, but only for one. Jeff?
I don't know if Philly's going to get to 28. I don't know. Maybe they will. Washington's defense wasn't super great, but they made some plays last week. I will go with the over because Washington can score and they don't turn it over for four.
And Duda has the over for three. All right.
The Commanders next, well, have the third most cap space next year, Bob. So they can spend.
Yeah, they're going to they're going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to see what they build. They can dominate the NFC. Buffalo and Kansas City in Arrowhead Stadium Sunday evening. The Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite. We start here with our good friend Anthony. What do you think, Anthony?
If there's a year that the Buffalo Bills can get it done, this would be the year. But the Chiefs are used to this type of environment. I mean, it's tough. This is a tough one to call. But I'm going to go ahead and roll with the Chiefs. I'm going to drop 7 on the Chiefs.
Whoa.
Hmm.
You surprise us with how much you struggle in some of these games, and then you put a big number on them.
It is odd.
But that's what we love about you. I think I've seen this act, and this is a really good Buffalo team, obviously. I don't think it's their best team, and I think Kansas City at home is not going to relinquish this. They're headed to the Super Bowl, Kansas City for 8. Jeff?
Yeah, a lot of people, Jim Rome included, have been talking about, you know, you got to beat the Chiefs. They're not going to beat themselves. They're not going to make mistakes. If anybody can come in and beat Kansas City, it's Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. But until they do it, I'm not going to pick them. Kansas City for 7.
And Max, how many points are you putting on your Buffalo Bills?
You passed over Duda. 8.
Oh, Duda. Buffalo for 7 for Duda.
Nice. Wow.
The refs will probably try to save him, but Josh Allen for 8. Goodbye.
Ooh.
Poor Max. Just straps Poor himself. Max. He'd probably be winning this if he'd not missed so many Chiefs games.
Could be.
They never covered.
Let's get to the specialty picks. Mahomes and Allen, over under 475 passing yards. That's a lot of yards, but the weather's going to be good, at least much better than it was last week. I start with this one. They're going to have to pass. I like the over here for 4. Jeff?
Yeah, I think Josh Allen is great, but I think Buffalo is at their best when they're running the ball. He's creating. So I'm going to take the under for 3.
Under for 3. Let's see here. Duda has under for, let me make sure here, under for 5. Max?
I'm on the opposite side of Duda. I have the over for 5.
And Anthony, it's a tie right now. 2 over, 2 under. Who are you going with?
I didn't know if Patrick Mahomes had a game passable of 300 yards yet this season. Because it's going to tell a whole lot. Yeah. They haven't been that often, though. So, but I'm going to go out and on a limb. This is the bonus pick, right?
Yeah. No, the bonus pick is the running back touchdown total.
Are we doing the point total, Bob, now, or the passing?
Passing total.
What?
Oh, because I had...
Passing yards.
Oh, well, then I had it for two. I had the over for two. I thought we were doing the... Because in the order...
I'm going to go...
Well, you picked Houston over. For two.
Oh. No, I didn't.
What are you doing? Yes, you did.
I picked KU for one.
Oh, that's right. Hold on.
You good?
Oh, I wrote them out of order here.
Yeah, see, that's why I was confused.
Okay. What's your pick, Anthony?
I'm going to take the over for one. On the passing
okay.
Ball.
All right, let's get on to Saquon Barkley, who's been a terror all season. I've got the over-under in his rushing yards at 115. 115 yards rushing, which would be below his game average for the year. Jeff?
Over 8. Pretty easy one, I think.
Duda's going under for 6. What about you, Mac?
He'd have to break his leg to go under. I'm going Barkley over for 7.
Anthony?
Y'all got me in a tough position here. I want to say over, but I want to say under. I think the Commanders is going to be keyed in on him, especially if some of the other weapons are hurt, because we don't know what Jalen Hurts is, because he tweaked something last week. Dallas Goedert is hurt, so... All they can do is run the ball. That means Washington can key in on the run. I'm going to go under for 7.
Doesn't matter what you do to key in on the run. This guy's going to break at least one big one. And that's 50 or more yards. And then he only needs – this is so easy. You guys are overthinking this. Saquon Barkley over for 7. Finally, here is our bonus pick, right? Have we gotten to that point yet?
No,
have
you didn't
I missed
do the,
something?
The point total.
Oh, I didn't do over-under for Buffalo, Kansas City.
Yeah, the point total.
I need to go back and clean that up. 47.5 points. Jeff?
What did we pick? What over-under did we pick?
47.5 points. We picked Washington, Philadelphia. Make the pick, man.
And passing yards, right?
Make the pick.
I don't know what I picked. Under for either 2 or 3, whichever one I have left.
You have 2 left.
2, then.
Duda picks under for 4.
Okay.
Max.
Let's see. I had the over for 5 on that one.
Over for 5 for Max. Anthony?
Over for 3.
Over for 3. I like over here. I like over for 6. Finally, the bonus pick. 5.5 touchdowns, over under, running backs scoring, rushing the football. Rushing the football.
Has to be a running back. Can't be Josh Allen.
Has to be a running back scoring touchdowns both games. 5.5 touchdowns, the over-under. Anthony, we'll start with you.
And this is the bonus one right here, huh? You say over, you say 5. I don't see that happening, so I'm going to go under for 8.
Wow. You got Saquon, you got Pacheco, you got...
James Cook.
Patrick Mahomes.
You got Brian Robinson.
Allen, you got Jaden Daniels.
Well, he's not included in this.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
5.5 touchdowns. Doesn't seem like that many, does it?
It's three a game.
I think I got to go under for my bonus, and I'm going to go 10.
Same.
And so
under for 10.
Why'd I go five and a half?
Put me over for 10.
No, you already picked it.
What? Come on.
No. Why? If
I wrote down over for 10. I just,
no, you did. Let me see.
Look. Last one.
No.
Come on.
Why'd you pick under then if you wrote down
six
over?
Is a lot of touchdowns. And it doesn't count for quarterbacks.
Right.
To run it in.
Right.
And Josh Allen's going to run one in.
I should have made that 4.5.
And Jaden Daniels is going to run one in.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
All right, there you go. Anthony, always a pleasure. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right, I'm over for 5, and I don't know what Duda picked.
You're over for 5, Mac.
We did forget that one.
What's Duda?
All right. Duda picked under for 10.
He's always on 10.
He always goes 10.
Yeah, I think he crossed out the wrong one. We'll figure it out.
We'll get it going.
Yeah, who cares?
Love this song from Ace. They had an ace here, but a lot of bogeys after that.
How long?
How long from Ace?
That was their only one, huh?
Did you get me on the ace versus bogeys?
No.
You know what an ace is in golf?
Yeah.
You know what a bogey is?
I sure do.
Beautiful correlation. Didn't seem to hit home with you at all.
No, not really.
Why is that?
Where's Ace from?
I don't know.
They're not American, are they?
Think they are. Why wouldn't they be?
Well, there's a lot of non-American bands.
I don't know if they are or not.
They're actually British.
Really?
Yeah.
They still active?
No, I don't know.
You never know about these bands.
They had enjoyed moderate success in the 1970s. No, they're not still going. They stopped in 1977, but they did give us Paul Carrick, who's in the Eagles family tree.
Yeah, barely. You could shake that tree and he'd fall out of it.
Fine, but he's in it.
Fine. He co-wrote what?
Love Will Keep Us Alive and I Don't Want to Hear Anymore.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, we've had a good day on the show today. We appreciate our guest, Jeff Calkins from the Memphian. Always enjoy. I have some fascination with Memphis and their plight in today's world of college athletics. And Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. K-State with a tough loss last night on the road at Baylor. As we talked about with Fitz, we've got the Shockers tonight. So there you go.
That's it. That's the docket.
All right, Max, thank you for everything. We will be back tomorrow for a Friday. See you then.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.